open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, when temptation comes, what should we do? Part one. Let us learn from Jesus Christ's temptations. Our scripture is Matthew 4:1-11, which states, Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then says Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. My text is Matthew 4:1, which states, Then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The temptations of the Messiah are a devilish attempt to ruin God's plan for human redemption by causing Jesus to fall into sin and disobedience, thus disqualifying him as the sinless Savior. Jesus was led up by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit guided Jesus in his earthly life, providing a pattern for Jesus' followers to be empowered and led by the Holy Spirit. While God clearly never tempts anyone to do evil, he does use circumstances to test a person's character. Although the devil intends to defeat God's plan and purposes, the Father uses his evil intention for the good purpose of strengthening Jesus in his messianic role. Concerning Christ's temptation, the time when it happened, then there is an emphasis laid upon that. Immediately after the heavens were opened to him, and the Spirit descended on him, and he was declared to be the Son of God and the Savior of the world, the next news we hear of him is, he is tempted. But then he is best able to wrestle with the temptation. Great privileges and special tokens of divine favor will not secure us from being tempted. Sometimes, after great honors are put upon us, we can expect something that is humbling, as Paul has a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. after he had been in the third heavens. God usually prepares his people for temptation before he calls them to it. He gives strength according to the day, and before a sharp trial, gives more than ordinary comfort. The assurance of our sonship is the best preparative for temptation. If the good spirit witnessed to our adoption, that will furnish us with an answer to all the suggestions of the evil spirit, designed either to make disloyal or disturb us. Then, when he was newly come from a solemn ordinance, when he was baptized, then he was tempted. After we have been admitted into the communion of God, we must expect to be set upon by Satan. The enriched soul must double its God. When thou hast eaten and art full, then beware. Then, when he began to show himself publicly to Israel, then he was tempted, so as never had been while he lived in privacy. The devil has a particular spite at useful persons who are not only good, but given to do good, especially at their first setting out. Young ministers must know what to expect and arm accordingly. Jesus' experience of 40 days of fasting in the wilderness corresponds to Israel's experience of 40 years of testing in the wilderness. Jesus endured his testing victoriously and obediently. Moses also fasted and prayed for 40 days and nights on two occasions. Fasting was a means of focusing intensely on prayer. 40 days is about the longest a human can fast without permanent bodily harm. Christ began to be hungry, and therefore the motion seemed very proper to turn stones into bread for his necessary support. If you are the Son of God, if God were thy Father, he would not see thee starve. Jesus, of course, was and is the Son of God. But he refused to be tricked by the devil into using his divine power to make the trial any easier for himself. The great thing Satan aims at in tempting good people is to overthrow their relation to God as a father, and so to cut off their dependence on him, their duty to him, and their communion with God. The good spirit, as the comforter of the brethren, witnesses that they are the children of God. The evil spirit, as the accuser of the brethren, does all he can to shake that testimony. This temptation was resisted and overcome because Christ refused to comply with it, and he was ready to reply to it. He answered and said, "It is written." This method we must take when at any time we are tempted to sin. Resist and repel the temptation with, "It is written." The word of God is the sword of the spirit, the only offensive weapon in all the Christian armory. Let us learn of Christ here to be at God's finding rather than at our own, and not to take any irregular courses for our supply when our wants are ever so pressing. Jehovah Jireh, some way or other, the Lord will provide. It is better to live poorly upon the fruits of God's goodness than live plentifully upon the products of our own sins. Jesus came to this earth and lived and was crucified on a cross for our sins. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Therefore, let us resist temptation as a good follower of Christ. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is freedom. One of my favorite quotes about freedom is by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He stated that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. On August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave the I Have a Dream speech, in which he called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism. Excerpts from this speech are noted as follows. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heights of the Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, we will let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Galatians 5:1 states, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And Galatians 5:13 states, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and realize that if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Everything that happened to me was good. God did.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry, along with Reverend Evangelist Hermaney. Join us on every Saturday at 7:45 a.m. on WCNO 89.9.